Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. And a big day tomorrow for the Afton Food Pantry. It's a giant fundraiser event held right here at SVI Media in Afton to help the Afton Food Pantry. Sierra Mitchell is in studio today to tell us about this event. Hey, Sierra, how are you?
I'm great, Duke. I always just have the best time coming here, so thanks for having me.
Well, come in anytime. So, look, I think the community is generally aware of the situation with the Afton Food Pantry, not just the Afton Food Pantry, but kind of food banks in general. Inflation, higher demand, less donations. I mean, that's all kind of snowballed into a perfect storm, hasn't it?
It has, and the end result is that the patron in need may receive less. There's just so much going on in our economy, and that all trickles down to the patron that's in need, and it trickles down to the food pantry that maybe can't supply items because of lack of donations, because of high food costs. We've all seen it at the grocery store. Gas prices get factored in. All of that results into a catastrophic turn of events for our patron because we have people struggling more than ever. Our numbers are still double what they should be this summer. Summer should be our slow kickback time. You know, we all want to soak up the sunshine and enjoy, and yet we are working harder than ever at the Afton Food Pantry because more and more people show up to our doorsteps every Thursday. Just last week, Duke, 8 brand new people we've never seen are utilizing our services. So we have to do our very best to make sure we can provide for them. So thank you so much. We're so excited to talk about this barbecue lunch we're going to have.
Yeah, so we wanted to help where we could at SVI. So we're going to throw this barbecue tomorrow. We've got burgers and chips and drinks. Had a lot of businesses step forward and help us with this. But we encourage everyone to come out. $5, Sierra.
$5?
Yeah, $5.
You can't beat that.
Right? So you get the burger, the drink, and everything. And we're just going to have a fun time with it. All the proceeds, 100%. Go directly back to the Afton Food Pantry, and we're kind of hoping to get at least a couple grand out of this. What could you do with a few $1,000 at the food pantry?
Oh, well, we could buy an entire month, 2 months worth of food. That's how far we can stretch our money when we're shopping on a very tight budget. So we can take any amount of money and stretch it farther than somebody going and buying the actual item. We just have a very great ways of getting discounts and shopping for much cheaper. And what's cool about this, Duke, is that we're coming together to feed hamburgers, right? Also that the Afton Food Pantry can feed families every Thursday. So I think this is an incredible partnership. We're so grateful. But also, as you mentioned, our businesses have stepped up to help make this possible. We always say we have such a giving community, and right now this year has been the absolute hardest on the food pantry. So it's incredible to know that businesses step up and give what they can. SVI is jumping on board and helping us, and I hope everyone comes out for a very cheap but amazing hamburger lunch, and it's all for a good cause. That money can be stretched to ensure we keep our doors open and to ensure that we can keep providing food to our local families.
Now, just to clarify, I don't plan to grill anything, so that might make it easier for people to come out and be more excited.
Oh, good, me neither.
Yeah, so we've got other people.
Duke and I are not doing the cooking.
Yeah, we'll stay away from the grill.
We will do the schmoozing and the chit-chat. That's where we're best at, right, Duke?
Absolutely. So, hey, really appreciate the Bank of Star Valley. They're providing the grills for this. And we've got First Bank, Assist to Sell, Northern Title, Hastings, Rocky Mountain Yeti, Skyview Lane, Silver Star, Hale Financial, Lower Valley Energy, Star Valley Health, all those businesses donating employees, a lot of them donating money to help cover the food costs. And then, of course, Valley Market stepped up really big, actually, to help this out with the food.
Really big. You know, Valley Market's been a great donor. They actually help all three food banks in our community, and they have since day one that we've opened. So they stepped up and offered all of the food. All of the hamburgers and the hamburger buns. So we are so grateful for all these businesses that are just giving what they can to ensure we're going to feed people some hamburgers so that the Afton Food Pantry can feed people food every week.
It's 11 to 1 in the parking lot behind SVI Media in Afton tomorrow. That would be Thursday. So swing by for lunch. Support the food pantry. Sierra, this is designed to kind of be a shot in the arm for the food pantry, but really the long-term goal is what we're looking at here. And what we've done is SVI is kind of partnered with the food pantry to make a way for people to sign up for automatic online donations so that every month, in theory, you've got money coming in that you could really use, right? And the great thing about this is people can sign up for $1, $5, $10, $20, $100, whatever they can do, whatever they'd like to do, people kind of just choose their amount. And we'd really like to get a couple grand a month going to the food pantry that way so that we don't have to keep doing these shot in the arm fundraisers, right? So that people can say, I'm doing my part every month. The food pantry is getting some funds that it desperately needs and is helping. So, I mean, from the food pantry side, you get support from the community like crazy. I mean, the community's really supported you guys, but situations have changed. So, I mean, to have a couple grand every month recurring that you can just plan on, and that's got to be huge, right?
It would be huge for us. So people are really good to think of us at the holidays, right? And then our huge October food drive that we host. But then kind of throughout the rest of the year, people just get busy in life and forget, and it totally happens. I'm guilty of that too. So we're going to try to make this easy and say, oh, don't you worry. We'll pull that amount right out of your account for you, right? It won't get much easier than that. Reoccurring payments allow us to know that there's a steady stream of monetary donations coming our way. I can tell people, like, sometimes it's better that we get money than the actual food, because, like, right now, the Afton Food Pantry does not need any more cans of beans ever, okay? but we need money to buy oatmeal and cereal. And so a monetary donation that comes in frequently can ensure that no matter what our numbers do, we can continually serve, hopefully, a consistent amount. You've mentioned, Duke, sadly, we've had to cut items out because the funding's not been there, because we're looking 6 months ahead to the holidays and going, that's our hardest time. So we have to save money for that potentially. So we're going to make it simple. We'll take that money out for you. You just a few click of a button and we'll set it up that way. That would ensure that a steady stream comes to us each month rather than great donations coming at maybe one or two times a year. It would all help.
So we're actually going to have a couple computers set up tomorrow at the lunch. So if you get your burger, and if you'd like, while you're there, we'll have some people there to help, so we can walk you through the process if you need help doing it. But yeah, you can sign up for whatever amount you want, whatever you think you can do to help the Afton Food Pantry. And you can do that tomorrow at the event, or you can do it any time. In fact, remind us the food pantry's website for people to go to.
Yeah, be sure to check it out, aftonfoodpantry.com. That's where you'll go. You can also see opportunities to sign up, which our sign up is a little full because we have lots of volunteers. So another way that if you don't have the time to volunteer, volunteer your dollars. We'll take those just the same. A dollar helps. You know, a dollar per month, that would be $12 a year. That is produce for 4 to 5 families
wow.
a week.
Yeah.
So it all helps.
So for a dollar a month, you're buying produce for how many families?
We could buy a dollar a month. We could buy produce for 4 to 5 families.
Wow.
See? Yeah.
And then, I mean, if you think, okay, well, I can do $5 a month. I mean,
yeah.
it starts snowballing, right?
Yeah, so. Absolutely. We can stretch that funding. We're very good at that. And we're good at taking your money if you want to give it. You know, at the end of the day, the people that we serve are our neighbors. They're our friends. They're in our community. And we serve them because it's what we're called to do. And, you know, the Afton Food Pantry is all volunteer. So we're all stepping up, giving our time and our hearts. And sometimes we need other people to step up and give what they can, whether that's the time, their effort, or their monetary donations that we can stretch to ensure our neighbors are being fed in our community.
So again, you go to aftonfoodpantry.com, and we encourage you to sign up for those monthly donations. Any amount that you are able to do is fantastic. Or, I should say, come tomorrow to SBI Media, enjoy a $5 hamburger lunch with the chips and the drinks. And again, thanks to all those businesses that have jumped on board to help us out put this on tomorrow from 11 to 1 in the parking lot behind SBI Media in Afton. Sierra, we'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds great. Can't wait.
Weekday Wake Up, SBI.